From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. On this Friday, October 11th, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three. We'll hear the audio in a bit. Beto O'Rourke says he thinks religious institutions should be stripped of their tax-exempt status if they oppose homosexuality, gay marriage, anything to support a flagging campaign, I suppose. But when will he be asked about this anti-Muslim bias he now has? Two. Hotels in the nation's most populous state will have to stop giving guests small plastic shampoo bottles under a new law set to take effect in 2023. That's right. In California, you'll soon have to share from the communal shampoo bottle. And doesn't that sound pleasant? And number one, President Donald Trump railed against the insane impeachment witch hunt at his first campaign rally since House Democrats launched an impeachment inquiry against him. Trump telling a crowd of supporters at Target Center in Minneapolis last night that corrupt politicians and the radical left got rich bleeding America dry. They knew my election would finally end their pillaging and looting of our country. We'll have more from Steve Gruber himself coming up later on in the hour. He was in Minneapolis last night. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a big hour. We talk with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, in just a bit. Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation on the business of the NBA, the business in America, bending the knee to China. And then Steve will join us in about half an hour or so, a little more than that, about the rally last night. Let me get right to some audio because we are jam-packed for the rest of the show. We have lots of great stuff to bring you. I want to get to both the Trump rally here and then also the other Trump rally last night, which disguised itself as an LGBTQ town hall for the Democrats. If you watched any of it, it was a giant advertisement for Trump voters to get out and make sure that they are active and voting and supportive of the president. Let's go to Minneapolis first. Alex, this is going to be Trump 2. President Donald Trump last night talking about Joe Biden and his son. And that story, this is Trump, President Trump last night in Minnesota.
And they're always saying the same thing. Yeah, he got $1.5 billion. We admit it. They admit it. There's nothing. But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true. Even the smart guys on Wall Street, and I know all of them, they are smart. They've never seen anything like that one before. I've called them. Does that ever happen? Never happens. Guy walks in, no experience, no nothing. Walks out with $1.5 billion. Gee, flies in on Air Force Two with his father, the vice president. Don't forget, that's when he was vice president. So China gives his son $1.5 billion. How would you like to have Joe Biden take over negotiations right now with China? I don't think so. I don't think so. Meanwhile, Biden allowed China to rip off America for 8 years as vice president, and Barack Obama let him just rob us blind, and we're not doing that anymore. Those days are over.
There's President Trump last night at the rally in Minneapolis. We'll talk with Steve coming up later on in this hour. He was there. Over to CNN, the LGBTQ town hall. Again, for the most part, it's silly to play you audio, although I'm still going to do it, because you know the answers. Anything that these questioners ask for, Democrats promise them. They agree, they promise, they will do whatever you ask. Some of these questions, let me run them down. The Newsbusters had tallied them. There were at least two questions from 9-year-old transgender Americans, as they identified themselves. You had this one, Johnny Schaefer. My husband Paco and I were married in a beautiful Lutheran church ceremony by a congregation that embraces our love for each other. Isn't our religious freedom being violated by those who wish to discriminate against us? I do not follow the question. Is Pete Buttigieg an adequate member of the queer community? Someone asked. As president, how will you be an advocate for the queer community in the U.S. even without being everyone's preferred definition of gay? It's a preferred definition of gay, and Pete Buttigieg does not match it. You had one of the CNN hosts being yelled at for shortening a name, Shay Diamond, singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. She currently supports Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Shay, what's your question? She says, it's Shay Diamond. Put that on the record. Yes, honey, it's violence to misgender or to alter a name of a trans person, so always get that right first. Two cuts here. I've got this one, Alex, on my end. This is just so funny. Chris Cuomo, this is Kamala Harris coming out to cheers, and then the introduction by Chris Cuomo in the back. You have to hear this. You have to hear this from Chris Cuomo and Kamala Harris last night.
Good to see you, Senator. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
How are you? And thank you, guys. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
She, her, and hers. Mine, too.
All right.
All right, first question for the night.
Now, you probably know this. That's a big deal for those on the left, pronouns, and how you use them and which ones you use and which ones you prefer. People put them in Twitter bios. You're supposed to ask about them when you meet someone. I'm serious about this. This is a big deal. And so in 4 seconds, Chris Cuomo detonates that by making a joke of it, by saying that his pronouns also are she, hers, and whatever, she, her, and hers. He had to apologize on Twitter after the fact, of course. I'm an advocate for the trans and communities, and I didn't mean to joke about that. But, of course, he did. And it's funny, but not the way he intended it, I think. And Beto O'Rourke asked about, well, the question's on here. This is Beto O'Rourke last night at the CNN LGBTQ town hall.
Congressman, I want to ask you a question. This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
So there you go. Beto just taking a dead aim at the Bill of Rights, one by one. He's going to take them apart. Opposing religious freedom. Democrats, of course, will not be asked to agree or disagree because that's not what happens on that side of the aisle. Muslims oppose same-sex marriage. You likely know that, as do many other people, most other people with sincere religious beliefs. So you can ask Beto O'Rourke about his anti-Muslim bias. He wants to punish them by taking away tax breaks because of their religious beliefs. Muslims and most Christians, evangelicals across the country. Beto's a piece of work, and it's pretty amazing he was propped up by the media for so long as an actual viable candidate. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, Moving Michigan forward.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected official you need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready.